Good afternoon. Thank you very much for coming. We'll have short opening remarks by the Secretary-General and the President, and then we'll be happy for you to ask some questions. Secretary-General.
Mr. President, it is a great pleasure and honor to welcome you to NATO headquarters. This is your first visit to the NATO headquarters, and I think your visit here today very much expresses the strong partnership between Georgia and NATO. And Georgia is a strong partner of NATO and an important contributor to our shared security. And you play a remarkable role in our operations. Today, Georgia is the second largest contributor to our resident support mission in Afghanistan. And Georgian troops have stood shoulder to shoulder with NATO for many years, and we are very grateful for that. That is why we work so well together, and NATO is committed to help Georgia make its defense still more modern. This will help you move closer to your aspiration of NATO membership. At our summit last year, we invited you to join our initiative to enhance interoperability with the partners. We also put in place a substantial NATO-Georgia package to strengthen Georgia's defense capabilities. These initiatives are well on track. NATO trainers will help and support your ongoing defense reforms. And this year, we will set up a NATO-Georgia joint training and evaluation center in Georgia. The center will improve our troops' ability to work together, troops from Georgia, NATO, and from partner countries. Today, we also discussed Georgia's progress in making the defense sector more transparent and accountable. We have seen significant progress. We welcome the ambitious plans you have announced for this year. And we encourage you to deepen your democratic reforms. That includes strengthening the independence of the judiciary and the rule of law. Mr. President, Georgia is moving closer to NATO. We are looking forward to continue working with you on this path. So welcome once again.
Thank you, Secretary General. It's been an honor and pleasure to meet you in person and to have possibility to discuss some of the very important developments for my country and for the security in the region. We have discussed some of the most problematic new developments in the region by Russia signing agreements with the occupied territories, and let me thank you and your colleagues on being very concrete on supporting Georgia's territorial integrity and sovereignty and discussing these issues. We have a loaded agenda on development of training and evaluation center, developing of substantial package, and I've reconfirmed our full-fledged support to development of this substantial package and our commitment to timely and effective implementation of the parts of this package. We have discussed Georgia's participation in the ISAF mission, Georgia's participation in the Resolute Support mission, and let me reaffirm Georgia's governments, Georgia's political leaderships, and Georgian society's choice to become full-fledged member of the North Atlantic Alliance and Georgia's commitment to the values that you have described. Georgia will continue its path towards democracy, towards introduction of the values upon which alliance have been built upon, as well as continue our partnership on the level of our military cooperation. Let me thank you for our discussions and for the future collaboration.
We'll go to the Georgian Public Broadcaster.
Georgian Public Broadcaster, Mr. Secretary General, you always tell us that no third country will have a veto on NATO enlargements and on the decisions made here by NATO member states. But still, our country faces many challenges. President mentioned about so-called treaties between Russia and our occupied territories. Leaders from South Ossetia and Abkhazia were among the guests 2 days ago in Moscow. And also nearly every day we hear from Moscow, from Russian government members, that substantive package is a threat for them. In this reality, what message you want to deliver to Moscow, to Russian president, now when you are standing next to President of Georgia? Thank you very much.
My message is that Georgia is a strong partner of NATO, and that we welcome the very close cooperation we have developed over several years, and that we support the ongoing reform process in Georgia. And we underlined very much the fundamental core value of the right of any nation, every nation, to decide itself and to choose which path it will follow, including what kind of security arrangement of or a military alliance it would like to be part of. So whether Georgia is going to become a member of NATO or not is something which is up to Georgia and 28 NATO allies to decide. It's not up to any other nation to veto or to interfere in that process. And we are continuing to work on that with the membership action plan, with the substantial package. And Georgia is making progress. We are also very grateful for the strong contributions from Georgia to different NATO operations. And again, it's a decision which is going to be taken by Georgia and 28 NATO allies. No one else has the right to veto or to interfere in that decision-making process. And we are still committed to, and we are very much working on the implementation of the substantial package we agreed at Wales.
Lady of that.
TV company Rustavito, Mr. Secretary General, today started the biggest U.S.-Georgian drill. So how do you estimate these trainings? Thanks.
So I believe that part of the partnership we have developed and we are developing with Georgia is about also exercises, both NATO exercises and also bilateral exercises between NATO allies and Georgia. It is important to exercise forces, and it increases the interoperability of forces. It increases our ability to work together, and we have developed that interoperability through our joint efforts in, for instance, Afghanistan. Now we are reducing our presence in Afghanistan, military presence in Afghanistan, and then exercises becomes even more important. So exercises is part of the comprehensive package. The establishment of the training center is another element. And now we have also in place the core team of experts, which are essential for implementing the comprehensive package, the cooperation between Georgia and NATO.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All of us.
Yeah. See, thank you.